your antlers are pretty vanilla. Oh, that's mean and true.
I was trying to help you out.
So, it's the top 10 most downloaded songs this year. The only songs that have been number one in downloads per week. So, it's like if I'm number one in weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I only appear once, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there have only been 10 songs that have been downloaded as number one for a week at a time this year, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, iTunes Hot 10. Think
sure,
of it that way.
Whatever. All right, here we go. We go back to the beginning of the year, and I wish I had the list in front of me, but it was like 15 pages to print out, and I saved a tree instead.
Good
but
for
the first few weeks of the year, when apparently everybody was still drunk from their New Year's Eve champagne, Taylor Swift was all the rage. I admit, Taylor Swift is like syphilis. Her songs are pretty catchy.
Oh, yeah. She knows what she's doing.
But I don't, at the end of the day, find it particularly good.
Well, the thing about Taylor Swift, some people give her a hard time, you know, as far as being limited vocally or, you know, whatever. She's done the most. She's taken her gifts, her talents, and she's multiplied them. And she writes cool, catchy songs.
Yeah.
She found her niche. So I don't hate Taylor Swift.
And she writes all her own stuff, most of her own stuff?
I mean, I'm sure she's, you know, yeah, to some degree, she is involved in the creative process. So
it is impressive that a beautiful young blonde girl with mediocre talent can make it in the industry.
Yeah. Mediocre, you know, vocal talent. She's good in a lot of.
She's a heck of a writer, though, right?
There's more than There's lots that go into it. So kudos to her. Cool song.
Here's a young lady who. Oh wait, no, that's not yet. Sorry, we'll get to that in a minute. Here's a song that I find. It's catchy too. I mean, all these songs are catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Macklemore fan?
Yeah.
I like Macklemore too.
I can deal with yeah.
Mackle-less. Nah, he's good.
This song is Can't Hold Us. And who's the other person on this one?
It's Macklemore featuring Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, that's just the name of the group. Like the CD.
So which one is Ryan Lewis now? He's not the fella singing the hook, is he? He's a different
dude
guy.
With the fade, no. That's Macklemore.
This is Mackle-less.
Because he said Return of the Mac. Speaking of
Macklemore, is that what that means?
All the Macklemore you can stand. Thrift Shop, which we played earlier.
We were on this, you know, a long time before it was catchy, popular.
It is fun.
It is. I still don't. We were having a debate this weekend about what popping tags means. I said if you're in a thrift shop and you're trying to see how much it costs, you're popping tags. That's what it means to me. I don't know. What does that actually mean?
Popping tags means like, you know, popping the tags off of your clothes once you buy them. I always thought to myself, though, just thrift shops don't really, you know, they're secondhand. They don't really have the factory tags on them. But
and they all smell like mothballs.
That's the thing that's so
appealing,
man.
You're lucky if they smell like mothballs.
Doesn't taste like mothballs.
Yeah. If you're unlucky, they smell like Miley Cyrus's armpits.
They smell like R. Kelly's sheets.
All right, continuing with our list of the 10 songs that were number one at one point or another as far as the most downloaded by week. Bruno Mars, we were talking about talented people. There is no doubt. He's a weird-looking dude, but this dude
great
is
hair.
Ridiculously talented. I love me some Bruno Mars. He's one that most everybody I know likes.
Yeah,
and
you can deal with some Bruno Mars most all the time.
I'll pass on the Bruno.
Sorry. What? What's that,
dude,
Xbox?
Dude, what now?
Not a big Bruno fan.
Are you high?
No. Is this JT?
Have you been holding your breath again for a long time?
I've been breathing in a paper bag.
I don't know anybody who doesn't love Bruno Mars.
Hi, my name is Matt Travis. Nice to meet you.
I know one person who doesn't love Bruno Mars. Do you like him? Do you feel about him like Vickery does about Johnny Manziel?
His whole persona just annoys me. The hair annoys me.
I just think
when he sings, he makes faces like it, you know, it's just such an amazing voice coming out that he's got to like.
He's got a great voice. If he didn't have a face like a frog, the guy'd be unbeatable.
He's good, man. Talented guy.
Yep. I'm gonna take the musician's advice on this one, not the ex-boxer.
All right.
Pink fan. I love this song.
I was front and center at the concert.
I wish I could play piano, but my little carny-like hands again limiting me.
I wish I could.
You could play.
I wish I could spin around in rings from the ceiling like a.
Yeah, except that one time.
What's that?
The wrestler.
Well, when she fell and damn near died.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Like Owen Hart.
She fell. She fell from a from like the cables that have her twirling up in the air and was hurt for a while. I had to cancel some tour and
stuff.
And then she goes back and does it again.
Somebody's got the word with the union.
Mm-hmm.
And who? What band is this guy in? The Nate Russ or Russ, whatever his name
Nate
is.
Russ.
He's in a band, right?
I'll look it up.
Do we know? The guy that she's on this song with.
Oh, I don't know.
There's a dude. Why can't people just sing their own stuff now? Now everybody's got to have a featured lyricist with them.
Trying to get a cut. Split those dollars.
This
up.
Is probably.
Oh, it's the guy from Fun.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh.
That
I
goofy
like
dude.
Should know. He's got a distinctive voice.
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No, I see his distinctive voice. Yeah.
This is probably the jam of 2013, unfortunately. This is probably the most popular song for the year. Would you
it's
agree?
Been pretty hot. They had a thrift shop, man. Thrift shop was hot for a while. A lot. These are the top 10 hottest, but yeah, this is the summertime jam for sure.
I would call this the hit of the summer.
How many people do you think were twerking / grinding / taking selfies to this tune?
Including me?
While watching Who's the Boss.
Moving on. I guess she's in love with John Mayer now, right?
Yeah, she is. This is my jam. I love this song. I'm not ashamed.
This is a good jog song.
My buddy Josh, we were playing golf one day. He's like, bro, you have to listen to this and watch the video. I was like, I was a little skeptical.
How about if I just watch the video?
Yeah, that's what I said. He's like, no, listen. I'm like, so I like this song.
It's catchy.
Yeah,
there are a lot of good songs out this year.
And you know, content-wise, I don't have to hear about a heartbreaker, I hate you, or we're in love. Like, she's empowering.
You mean Taylor Swift?
This is an this is an empowering song here.
Taylor Swift / Alanis Morissette.
Way. Alanis Morissette was the truth. Still is. Brilliant.
How do you feel as a musician, Matt Stell, about Miley Cyrus as a vocalist? Not as a skank, not as a chick who's got nasty armpits. Not as a chick who twerks on stage inappropriately.
Right. I tell you when I really thought her voice shined was...
Party in the USA?
No. Right around that time, though, it was The Climb. The Climb. She has a real nice quality in her voice on that song. But this kind of stuff, it's hard to sing well and sing these kind of like heavy, slow-tempoed pop tunes because there's just not a lot of room to shine. As a vocalist, she was... better then than she is to me on this song, but it's still good.
Welcome to the voice zone. I came in like a rainbow. And then the other two.
This is the most played song in strip clubs.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
I did my own research on
this. This is the jam right here.
Royals, we all love this song. It's very transical.
How early was I on this?
Way early.
I remember when I brought it to the show.
Lord was 4 years old when you got on this song. She's like 16 now.
She's still not legal.
By the way, I have a great story about this song tomorrow, about the genesis of the song itself.
I'm going to spoil it right now.
No, you're not.
Okay.
And tomorrow, we will be talking about that. But the final one, the most downloaded by, if you look at a week at a time for the year, the last one was this one. And this is...
And I've been playing this since before Halloween.
Yeah,
this
Rihanna...
record is so good.
It's dope.
The whole record is so... Please, if you ever liked Eminem or any rap music in general, do yourself a favor. This record is so good.
I don't like Berserk, so I need to hear the rest of the album.
That's the only song on there like that.
Berserk makes my head hurt. I love Eminem.
Rap God is my jam.
I like that song,
I love
too.
Overtime, too, and it's coming up next in The Zone. Or in The Zone. On the Buzz Radio Network instead, because I can't be in The Zone because we're done now.
Correct.
We'll be back tomorrow, though. One more day with Matt Stell.
Yes, sir, Doc.
And Matty T's.
And we'll give his CD away tomorrow. Bye. The Bruce Lee of loosely abused
ink. Use it as a tool. Roger Scott here with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold, why are you always in Little Rock?